FMR 101.3 FM.
The figure of Miss Baptist is tantalising, a singer well thought of in Dublin musical circles of the 18th century. Here's a description of her by a writer of the day, John O'Keefe. Amongst the many fine singers was Rachel Baptist, a real black woman, a native of Africa. She always appeared in the orchestra in a yellow silk gown and was heard by the applauding company with great delight. Miss Baptist is known to have sung regularly in Dublin, and she also gave concerts in London, Bath and Liverpool. But where did she hail from? Though O'Keefe describes her as a native of Africa, the earliest reference describes her as a native of Ireland, making her one of the few thousand black people living in Ireland at the time, descendants of enslaved people. Her surname, Baptist, gives a clue to her family's origins. When an enslaved person was freed, they chose a surname to be registered with. The French surname Baptiste suggests that her family may have come from a French Caribbean colony, such as Haiti. There was a lot of trade between France and Ireland at the time, and with it a movement of people, so her family may have moved from Haiti to France and eventually to Ireland. In 1758, Baptist married John Crowe, a musician who taught violin and guitar. After this, she performed under the name Mrs. Crowe. The couple became quite a team, settling in Irish provincial towns over winter, offering concerts given by Mrs. Crowe and musical tuition by Mr. Crowe. There are glimpses of her popularity through poems and writings of the time. She was described as the Black Siren, and her performances with other singers were responsible for transforming provincial Kilkenny into a town of pleasure rather than just a town of trade. Concert programmes show that her repertoire was a mixture of popular Irish songs and Scottish airs of the time, as well as arias by Handel and Arne. The last time that she performed in Dublin was in 1756, when she performed an oratorio called The Triumphs of Hibernia, Hibernia being the Roman term for Ireland. This oratorio was by Niccolò Pasquali, an Italian who'd lived in Dublin for 3 years. It's likely that Rachel Baptist sang the following aria in this performance, Let Earth and Air and Ocean. It's sung here by Rachel Redmond with Peter Whelan and the Irish Baroque Orchestra.
Let Earth and Air
That was Niccolò Pasquali's Let Earth and Air and Ocean from The Triumphs of Hibernia. It was sung by Rachel Redmond with the Irish Baroque Orchestra.
FMR 101.3 FM.